Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Empowered, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Products by Marty Kagan with Chris Jones. Narrated by Marty Kagan. This book is dedicated to Bill Campbell, 1940 to 2016, known with affection as the Coach of Silicon Valley. While I had met Bill a few times over the years, I was never fortunate enough to be coached by him. However, I count myself very lucky to have been managed and coached by several leaders who were coached by Bill. Increasingly, I realize how many of the important lessons I've learned about leadership, empowerment, teams, and strong product companies can be traced back to Bill. I hope he would approve of this book and that he would be proud to see his teachings live on. Part 1, Lessons from Top Tech Companies. My first book, Inspired, discussed how strong product teams at the best product companies use the modern techniques of product discovery to solve hard problems in ways their customers love, yet work for their business. Inspired brought me and my SVPG partners into many more organizations, well beyond Silicon Valley. The most striking thing we learned was that in so many companies, even companies trying to do true technology-powered products and services, product teams were too often not allowed to work the way they needed to. We realized that it's not just the techniques that strong product teams use to discover successful products, but that the differences between how great product companies work and the rest run much deeper. What we found in these companies was not pretty. The role of technology. So many companies still have the old IT mindset when it comes to technology. It's viewed as a necessary cost rather than the core business enabler it needs to be. The people who work on the technology teams are literally there to serve the business, and the technology managers and leaders are there to facilitate serving the business. Or it's shoved off to the side in some digital business unit. The technology teams are disconnected from the real customers. In fact, they're encouraged to think of their stakeholders as their customers. Coaching. There is little, if any, active coaching of the people on the technology teams. And even if they wanted to coach, the managers often don't have the experience themselves. So the problems perpetuate. Staffing. Most of these companies recognize that they don't have the staff they need, but they have very...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?